Hi Ed, this is Norm Shea. This poem is called One for the Road. This question arises each time that I see one shoe on the road or the street. Where then is the other? Why is there only one? And why aren't they both on some feet? I can't understand why it's always just one. Some ask, why in the world would you care? The question just bothers me. Why is there one? And why would someone leave it there? Sometimes there's a cap or a hat on the road that I feel has been blown off ahead. A cap or a hat can be lost to the wind, whether it's black, brown, yellow, or red. On occasion, I'll see one lone glove on the road, but more often than not, I'll find two, because they're removed and laid down as a pair, but I can't comprehend just one shoe. My mind somehow searches for ways to make sense of a single shoe all by itself. Where is the mate? Did they bring only one? Is the other at home on the shelf? I have never left home with one shoe on my foot. They are both on my feet when I go. My feet are too tender to walk on the rocks, and I don't want to stub my big toe. Most frequently, it is a work shoe or boot, and a woman's shoe is really rare. Unless you're a pirate who has a pegged leg, why wouldn't you want the whole pair? Are women more careful when they pack their things? I've never seen one lost high heel. I've not seen a flat or a wedge or a pump. So I ask you all, what is the deal? Athletic shoes, tennis shoes, sneakers and such are the ones that make me want to scream. What good is a player who has but one shoe? He can't be of much use to the team. I know accidents happen and things go amiss. With one shoe, you will hop like a toad. I'll always imagine the owner to say, I'll wear one and have one for the road.